This podcast is sponsored by the Center for International Business, Loyola University New Orleans College of Business.
Welcome to Gamble of Opportunities, the podcast where we dive deep into the landscape of international business with a closer look at the state of Louisiana and New Orleans. We will hear stories, insights, and strategies of influential global players of the Bayou region in a pursuit to make the Bayou one of the most attractive areas for businesses. This is Gamble of Opportunities.
Hello everyone, I'm Alessandro.
Welcome everyone, my name is Gustavo Barbosa.
Welcome to this special episode of the podcast. We do something different today. Today we interview two students of the College of Business, two students that recently came back from J-Term program, study abroad in Costa Rica. So the objective of this episode of the podcast, Gamble Opportunities, will be to gather their feedback and share their experience towards all the other students of College of Business and in general, all the students that are listening to our podcast.
Excellent. Yes, thank you, Alessandro. This is an amazing time. We are very excited about having the opportunity to talk to our students. Remember that the work that we do is for you, and today we just want to gain some extra knowledge after you have gone to Costa Rica, you have had experience to see firsthand how companies do business, cultural differences, and of course this is one of the programs that we host at the College of Business. We have others such as study abroad in Thailand. We have done a study abroad in Rome as well. We have long-term programs, semester abroad, and or exchange programs, even dual degrees with Andalusia, Spain currently. So very exciting times, creating these opportunities. And of course, along with the name of this podcast, Gamble of Opportunities, College of Business, and Alessandro, let's roll with this. This is amazing.
So welcome everyone to this episode. And let me introduce you the guest for today, Alexander Wilson and Amelia Sico. So I will ask them to briefly introduce themselves. Let's start with Amelia.
Hi, my name is Amelia Sico. I'm from Connecticut, and I'm a freshman studying international business.
How you doing? I'm Alexander Wilson III. I'm from New Orleans. I'm a senior at Loyola. My major is marketing, and I have a minor in music industry studies.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So we have to start, rolling the question to you guys. And my first question for you, so feel free to just jump in as much as you want. It's just a very, very free and very informal platform that we are doing here. So we heard from Gustavo about a brief introduction regarding the J-Term, the study abroad programs developed by the College of Business, thanks to also the collaboration of the Office of International Education. Now to you, if you can explain to the listeners, what is, in your opinion, the study abroad program in Costa Rica? What is to you?
To me, the study abroad program was a very educational experience to see how life is for students and the workforce in Costa Rica, basically. We got a chance to see what, Costa Rica manufacturer, what are they known for? They're known for their producing medical devices. So we visited companies who help with that. And another thing that was very important that you let us know is their free trade zones that really help boost the economy and boost people get in the workforce and help companies out. And yeah.
Yeah, I remember I stole one of their free afternoon to do a seminar discussing with them free trade zones, discussing with them the meaning of foreign direct investment. So I'm glad that you picked up something and that was useful to all of you for the duration of the J-Term, but in general for all your career here. So Amelia, what is to you?
I feel like to me it was a way to make connections and meet people. They were talking about internships and all that stuff when we went to the different businesses. And then also, we met like so many people in our within our group, like so many people with different backgrounds. Like we had someone from Austria, we had someone from Indonesia, China. Like it was just really cool to like have everyone together and meet these people who were never going to be in Costa Rica at this time ever again. And like it's like an opportunity that like I'm always going to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, connections are like an integral part of these abroad experiences. Connection between students, connection between faculty and students, and also connection between our group, faculty and students, and local managers, local entrepreneurs, and everyone you can meet throughout the duration of the J-Term program. At some point, you decided to join this program. So my second question to all of you is, what, if you can find something in particular that motivated you to explore these study abroad programs of the College of Business and for which you decided to then, okay, let's apply for the J-Term in Costa Rica. What would you say?
So I've been wanting to do something, study abroad, my whole college career. My brother, he went to American University, and he told me many experiences he had studying abroad, and he loves it, and he really encouraged me to get out of New Orleans and visit other places because I've been there my whole life. So, I mean, I really wanted to go last year to Thailand, the J-Term there. I really wanted to go there, but things happened and I couldn't, you know, make it. They also had a one for the music industry program in London. I really wanted to go there, but, you know, I couldn't do it. But Costa Rica, I knew it was beautiful, and it was my senior year, so I was like, I have to do this. I'm going to try my best, and I made it happen, and I'm really happy I did.
Perfect.
And I would say for me, it was, again, it's a beautiful place, but also kind of like to step out of my comfort zone, because every time I've gone somewhere else to like another country, it's always been people I know, and I feel like this was like a good opportunity to learn and like see all the different like fields, like all the what businesses can do, and also my sister also kind of motivated me because she is studying abroad in Brighton right now, and she goes to college in Poland. So I think there's just like a lot of opportunities she told me about. So I was like, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna go to Costa Rica. I'm gonna go and study abroad.
Yeah, I mean, these all seems pretty valid motivations to join the program, and we are glad that you really enjoyed it and that. You can put it in your experience package, not just as another line in your CV, but really as something that you can really treasure throughout all your personal and professional life.
Yes, one thing that I'm hearing is the positive and transformational effect that such a program has, and this is what we're creating these programs to provide you with. Control opportunities where you can visit, understand, experience, be out of your comfort zone, yet be quite protected. For us, your safety is our priority. But learning within that setting has tremendous advantages. And so I'm very glad to hear that these programs and the work that Ale did in Costa Rica and that we did prior to the experience has been so positive to you. So, kudos for doing it, for stepping out of your comfort zone and trying to, to do it. And we hope that that this is the first of many as you continue maturing in your, professional and academic careers.
And thank you, Gustavo, for this cue. So, during these 10 days, we traveled a lot. We spent a lot of time visiting companies. We spent a lot of time also exploring the place, both together as a group and like you individually or in small group. So there has been a mix of different experiences with different layers of engagement, with different layers of, newness, difficulty, and so on. So based on that, what do you think is, to you both, the most impactful experience that you have during the Costa Rica J-Term program?
One that comes to mind is the cacao tour that we took in what part of Costa Rica? Jaco or more?
Yeah, it's Jaco, The region is Punta Arenas.
So it's the province of Punta Arenas and the nearby area of Jaco. That's where you were, yes.
Yes. So visiting that family-owned company or plantation, it was very, like, I don't know how to explain it. It felt like I was in a dream. Getting there, switching from, like, you know, regular roads to, like, this dirt path and going through, like, the jungle pretty much, and then landing there and seeing, like, hearing music and smelling food and seeing, you know, just a positive place that seems like hasn't been touched by, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just very pure.
Mm-hmm. He also took a nap on hamacas, I have a picture proving that.
Another thing, it was like a wildlife sanctuary, basically. Like they we took this trail to this beautiful waterfall, double waterfall. It has like two waterfalls. We took this beautiful trail, and on the trail we saw the horse that was in the middle, who the tour guide basically explained that, like, you know, this is their home and they, you know, they explore anytime they want. And I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah, not every day you find, like, horses in the middle of a jungle forest, right? Correct. Maybe it happens in Costa Rica, I don't know.
Costa Rica is known for having a lot of biodiversity and a very small piece of land. And yes, you can see a lot within, you know, meters. So I'm very happy to hear that you went from the city all of a sudden from a highway into a dirt road, and now you're in the middle of nowhere, literally, and there you're back into nature, and that's very nice.
I would probably say Cacao Santo also. I feel like they were very welcoming as soon as we got there, and, like, I think at one point, it was Victor?
Yes.
Tour guide Victor, he said, I want you guys to feel like guests, not tourists. I want you to feel like you're home, not like you're just visiting a place. And they really did a good job of doing that. Like, they brought us around. Like, if we had any questions, they answered it. They gave us fruits in the beginning, too, which was really nice of them. And then, like, after, we were able to just, like, sit in the hammocks, like, the sun, like on us. And it was just, like, the music in the background, like, everyone talking, laughing. We had, like, the little dogs running around. And it was just, like, it was a really cool experience.
Yeah. And something that is always hard to, you know, to share in a podcast or even when we shoot videos is really the inner experience that we had in specific places, all the emotions that we felt in those places. I also wanted to add that we spent probably 3 hours completely barefoot.
Yes,
because it was a funny episode, right?
Yeah. I also want to mention. I also learned about the spiritual connection with chocolate. Like, I didn't really knew that before about the history and what chocolate means to, you know, indigenous people of that land and native people. So it was cool to learn about that. I also want to mention our trip to the university was also very eye-opening, because one thing I learned is that they, you know, accept all ages, old to young. It's a big campus. Many people go there just to see the slots. Yes. So that was cool.
Yes, I remember. I thought that message got stuck into all of your brains, because it was pretty unique the way our guide described the way their College of Music and Media works. So they accept students from 5 years old, 4 years old, up to, what do you say, 90-something years old. And so this diversity really kind of shows the way that specific university, University of Costa Rica, it's not just a higher education institution, but it's also a social institution supporting the development of all people, all ages.
I also want to add in about Cacao Santo. They really, like, prioritize, like, the environment in a way, because he was, like, mentioning how, like, he was younger. They have, like, these trees where they make these bowls, and his dad used to, like, make little flasks out of it and take that to work. And he also said that the key takeaway I want you guys to, like, know is, like, we have to not think ourselves apart from nature. We are nature, and we have to, in any business or any field we go in the future, we have to prioritize helping the environment, because that's something that I feel like a lot of places don't do. And that's kind of what I really liked about that.
Yeah. I love the way that you both mentioned Cacao Santo, because we had quite a similar experience, though a very enormously different experience with Starbucks Hacienda Alsacia. We also saw a plantation, but the huge difference that I can see by you sharing your stories, you sharing your emotions, is that the component of the family business, the component of the welcoming environment, is really what makes, at the end of the day, the big difference between, like, visiting a small family-owned business farm compared to a multinational enterprise, even though the multinational enterprises does not have those visual references that you would see, like visiting, for example, Boston Scientific, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that really shows us the importance also, if you all allow me to say so, of family businesses, a segment of business organizations that always, not always, but most of the time is overlooked, but is fundamental. Fundamental not just in developing countries, in emerging economies like Costa Rica, but is fundamental everywhere. Especially because if we go look for the numbers, for the, like, the raw numbers, family business are, like, widespread for more than 90%, almost in every economy, in terms of raw numbers. So I'm very glad that you implicitly mentioned this this part, this element in your experience. Now, of course, we didn't do just like fun stuff, like tours at the waterfalls. We also engage with different companies throughout our experience in Costa Rica, J-Term. We visited a bunch of companies in different sectors, mainly medical devices sector, but also semiconductor sector. So my question to you, Amelia and Alexander, is how did visiting these companies change your understanding, the way of seeing things of how business works elsewhere in Costa Rica, because we were in Costa Rica, but in general works different compared to here in the U.S.?
I noticed that, like, in basically every single business we went to, they were focusing more on, like, green technology and, like, all their stuff was, like, renewable sources, and they tried, like, focusing on, like, less waste. Like, I know, if like, at Fortech, we went there, and they were talking about how they recycle, like, lithium batteries and stuff like that, and they're trying to, like, help put that back out into the market so it's not just being, like, thrown out like how it is in the U.S., and I feel like that's something that we have to start focusing more on, because it is a prevalent issue that is getting worse. That's probably like the main thing I noticed.
Yeah, you stole the words right out of my mouth. It felt so good to hear that these companies are listening to the people and trying to help the environment and are really pushing the point of being sustainable. Also, like, even at school, like, we're learning about how, like, what business practices we should take to be sustainable and provide for, like, our planet, you know, keeping it healthy. And, you know, Costa Rica is known for their beautiful wildlife and, like you said, the biodiversity. So environment is very important to them. I mean, in the city, there's a river or a like a waterfall, like, that flows through, kind of, and, like, you could go anywhere and there's, like, a green area, you know. And it was very cool to learn how these companies are taking steps, and they're proving these steps because they have these, what did they mention again? The ISO? The certain certifications they have to reapply every year to make sure their company stays sustainable and are actually doing what they preach. Yeah. So it felt very good to learn that these companies are taking these steps. Also, it was crazy to learn how fast things can happen.
Yeah, and I feel like on top of that, when we went to Lalima Business Park, they were talking about how, like, they go to the community and they try figuring out what, like, the community wants to see in, like, the business, and they try to, like, focus on what the community wants. Also, we went to, like, a few different companies, and they were talking about how they host, like, events where they go and do beach cleanups, which I thought was a really, like, cool thing to do. I liked how they mostly focus on community and they focus on the environment.
Yeah. What Amelia is referring to is the fact that once we visited Lalima Business Park, our host really wanted to point out all the, like, the social and economic benefits that the establishment of a business park brought to Cartago, which is 300,000 inhabitants, more or less.
Yeah, I would say about maybe a little bit less, but it's the fourth city in Costa Rica, you know, separated by a valley, so it has its own regional development, you know, challenges. But it's a city that was initially the first capital of the country. In fact, it was the capital for more than 300 years, and it's not until more recently that San Jose became the capital. But from the initial colony, Cartago was the main city in Costa Rica.
Yeah, and how the fact that Cartago was the area selected for the first free trade zone, how that spurred economic development, social development, and how also Lalima is trying to combine economic, social, and environmental positive externalities to keep improving the living condition of all the region, not just of the companies like inside the business park. So I'm glad, Amelia, that you also mentioned that, because it's another step that it's important to highlight in this episode. And so I guess you both already replied to this answer, but I'm going to answer it anyway. What about the cultural insights, the cultural takeaways that you brought home from your J term? Something that you can use maybe in your studies, maybe for your future career.
When we visited Samtec, they have a area where workers can provide feedback and new ideas. And I thought that was very cool to see that companies are, you know, taking feedback from their workers because they know the products best. But that kind of overall encompasses Costa Rica, I think, in general, is very community-driven, as we said. Yeah,
that's a great example. Alexander, thanks for highlighting that. An example of how a company can really be horizontal in spurring innovative ideas, even though, of course, the company is vertical in its hierarchy, but still accepts and reward ideas coming from the bottom.
I think that's a very important, if I may interject quickly, insight into the operations of these multinationals that want to keep that knowledge within the same company. So instead of having people going after the work to talk about what they're doing, they're bringing it directly into the company, so they make that be endogenous, and so the company can innovate. And Samtec is a company that has done that. They have not only brought the technology from abroad, but they have also been able to innovate. And I hope that you were able to see some of the machines that they develop in-house. And that's part of that big board that they have, and they put the notes and what can be done. A great experience on organizational performance of a company that wants to internalize that local innovation, which is a piece of research that we also advance at our center of international business. So very, very happy to hear that that's an insight that you're getting from this experience.
I think probably an insight that I learned was probably partially what Alex said. And then also, like, again, at La Lima, they offered, like, doctor's offices. They offered, like, physical centers. And even when we went to the Starbucks plantation, they said for their workers, they offer, like, an area. If you have any kids, they offer, like, housing. They offer daycares. And it's, I feel like they do that sometimes, like, in some businesses. But I feel like that's not. I know they don't
do it enough.
Yeah. They don't do it enough. And I feel like also another thing is also the being more sustainable. I think, again, that's another thing that I feel like I'm definitely going to use in the future.
Yeah. So in general, let's try to then wrap up your experience of the J term. So I want to ask you, how has this experience contributed to your personal and professional growth? So, thinking about all that you already shared today with us, can you, like, point out a specific element that, in your way, in your opinion, can and did actually improve your way of seeing things, your way of understanding how business works, or something that you can use throughout your life?
Okay. Being passionate. Everyone we talked to, every company visit we went to, they were all very passionate about what they do, what company they work for, and how they do it. And that's something that I think is very important for people to know, is to be find a way to be passionate in whatever you do in life. It would help everything.
I feel like for me, it helped me kind of be more open, because I feel like in the past I've been more closed off and like more reserved. But like now I feel like, I don't know, I was able to kind of like be out more, be like making connections to people. And I also got to like actually see like how everything's run and like see all the different paths I can take in my career. And I think that was something that really helped me.
That's why we try to, you know, set up these programs every year. And I'm really more than happy to hear your experience and to see you so much passionate about literally small things, but actually potentially big things that you brought home with you, apart from some gadgets, apart from local food and a new grade that is basically at the end of the J term. So I'm really happy to hear your stories and hear your feelings about this experience. And so now, allow me to ask you, since you shared such important feedback today with us, what would you do if you would have to speak with your colleagues, with your friends here at the College of Business, here at Loyola in general, and say, okay, I think you should go and try a study abroad program, try a J term. What would you say that experience can be beneficial to other people?
I think I'll tell them to like just go for it, because again, it's only like it's less than 2 weeks, but it's also a way to, I guess, open up, see all these cool new things, learn so much about whatever field you're going to the J term for. Like if it's this one, like you're learning about different businesses, how they operate, you're learning about how the community is involved inside of it too. And I feel like it's just a great opportunity. And I feel like even if you're like scared to do it, because I feel like a lot of people are scared to go into it, they think they're not going to know anybody or anything like that, it's a cool opportunity and you're going to meet so many cool people.
Exactly. I was really nervous about going because I didn't know anybody. Like, I had some people I knew because I, you know, had classes together, but not in a, you know, deep connection. But after this trip, I think I consider those people my, you know, close friends, and, like, I learned a lot. Also, like, doing this, like, it was very fun, very fun and very eye-opening, and I would do it again. I think about it every day, honestly. It changed my life. I loved it.
That's great. That's great. Thank you both. I guess this is it for today, unless Gustav wants you want.
Well, I just want to thank you for sharing these very insightful comments at multiple levels, right? Personal, professional, academic. And for us, it's definitely a joy to create these programs and see the results. You know, the beginning of a new perspective, and that's what we want to give, a perspective in seeing, you know, how what we teach in the class actually applies, to give a little bit back of, you know, what we have gone through, as well as, you know, we, both of us are foreigners and believe in this process of international education. And so I want to thank you, and my name, the name of Ale, the name of the center, and Loyola for representing well the values of the Jesuit education, representing well what students do, and showing the capacities that you develop through these processes and how this makes, you know, provides a better opportunity while we are trying to educate the whole person, you know, following the steps of St. Ignatius. So thank you so much for sharing with us. It's been a joy to hear these comments. We are here to serve you in the best way that we can, and we hope that you continue to engage with the Center of International Business. And again, hope that this is the first of multiple trips that you will take.
Yeah.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again, Alexander and Amelia. It's been a very engaging journey, and I hope that what you experienced this interview, this episode, also can be of inspiration to other students and to like break the uncomfortable zone that so much sometimes limits our choices and scares us into like putting ourselves in opportunities, in situations that can lead us to great achievements and outcomes. So thank you both again for joining us. Thank you, Gustavo, for co-hosting.
Thank you very much, Ali.
Thank you for listening to Gambo of Opportunities, the podcast about international business of Southern Louisiana and New Orleans. Huge thanks to Farah, Oban, and all the staff involved for making this podcast possible. The music is New Orleans Jazz Guitar Music by The Music Hive.